So there was a traveling preacher who went around to many cities one time preaching about Jesus.
有一个巡回布道的布道家告诉大家关于耶稣的事情。
He would come into town and he would rent out a large theater and many people would come to hear him preach.
他每次到一个地方就租一个很大的礼堂然后人们就来听他讲道。
He liked to end his sermons in a very dramatic way.
他非常愿意在这个讲道结束的时候用非常戏剧性的方式来结束他的讲道。
He wanted people to be impacted by God.
因为他特别想要人们受到神的影响。
So each time he would come into a city, he would hire a young boy.
他一来到一个地方，先找当地的一个小孩。
And he would give him a dove that was in a little cage.
给那个小男孩一个笼子，里面有一只鸽子。
And the boy would hide up in the ceiling of the theater.
让那个小男孩藏在礼堂的这个上面。
And at the end of the preacher's sermon, he would yell, "Holy Spirit, come down!"
然后讲到结束以后，他会大声的喊，圣灵降下。
And at that point, the boy would release the dove, and the dove would fly through the theater.
那个时候，小男孩就把笼子打开，放出鸽子，鸽子就在礼堂里面飞。
Because in the Bible, one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit was a dove.
因为在圣经里面，圣灵的一个标一个形象符号就是鸽子。
So this pastor came to this one city, and he was preaching with all his heart.
所以这个布道家今又来到一个城市来布道。
He came to the end of the sermon, and as he usually did, he called out in a loud voice, "Holy Spirit, come down!"
他布道结束以后，像平时一样大声的喊着说：“圣灵降下。”
But nothing happened.
然后什么也没有。
He tried it again.
他又试
了一下。Holy Spirit, come down!
又喊了一下。
Still nothing happened.
还没有。
A third time, he cried out with a louder voice, "Holy Spirit, come down now!"
第三次，他声音更大了，说：“圣灵，快下来。”
And then everyone in the audience could hear this little boy's voice call down from the ceiling.
然后听众都听到，天花板上传来一个小孩的声音。
He said, "I'm sorry, Pastor, but a big orange cat came and ate the Holy Spirit."
他说牧师，对不起，一个大黄猫上来把圣灵吃掉了。
He said, "Should I throw the cat out on the stage?"
说我要不要把猫扔到下面去？
You know, I think there's a lot of mystery and a lot of misunderstanding about the Holy Spirit.
我想世人对圣灵有很多误会和误解。
There are a number of ways that God wants to lead us in our life.
神用很多方式来带领我们。
He leads us as we read the Bible.
我们读圣经的时候，神带领我们。
He leads us as we follow Jesus.
当我们跟随主耶稣的时候，神带领我们。
And he leads us through the Holy Spirit in our lives.
而且他还通过圣灵来带领我们。
I believe that for many Christians, understanding who the Holy Spirit is and what he wants to do in us is one of the things that we don't have a good understanding of.
我想很多基督徒并不是很清楚圣灵到底是谁，他怎么为我们，他在我们生命中是什么样的。
So we'll take a look for a few minutes today at better understanding how does God want to use the Holy Spirit in our lives to lead us as Christians.
所以今天我们花一点时间来讨论一下神如何用圣灵来带领我们。
I'd like to start with a passage from the Gospel of John chapter 14.
我们先从约翰福音十四章开始。
In verses 15 to 17, he writes these things.
十五到十七节说
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you."
耶稣说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也在你们里面。”
So just picture yourself as one of the followers and the disciples of Jesus at this point.
想象一下，如果你们是耶稣的门徒之一。
You've been with him for several years.
你们已经一起生活了几年。
You have perhaps left your job and your family to follow him.
也许你放下自己的工作，抛弃自己的家庭来跟随主耶稣。
You've seen him do amazing things.
你见到主耶稣行神迹。
Perform miracles, give phenomenal teaching.
而且他听到他的教导。
You've perhaps come to believe that he is the Messiah sent from God.
你也许已经相信主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And then he's telling you that he's going to go away.
然后现在他告诉你他要走了。
That he will no longer be with you soon.
他不会再和你跟你在一起了。
You couldn't help but feel let down and discouraged at that point.
你那个时候肯定觉得非常的失望。
But here Jesus, looking ahead, promises that when he goes, he's going to send another helper.
但是此时耶稣又应许你说，当他离开的时候，他会另外再赐给你一位保惠师。
When you look at this word "another" in the Greek language, it means someone who is distinct from Jesus. This would be another person entirely.
这个在希腊语里面是说和一个和耶稣不一样的。
But he would be just as valuable, just as effective as Jesus.
但是和耶稣一样有效。
Many people wonder where did the Holy Spirit come from?
许多人奇怪说圣灵到底是从哪里来的。
Is this when he was created?
圣灵是不是被造的呢？
So we'll go back a little bit here.
那我们往前看一看。
The Holy Spirit has existed from the beginning of eternity as a member of the Godhead.
在创世之初，圣灵作为这个神的一部分就存在了。
In Christianity, we talk about God being three persons, but one in essence.
在基督教信仰里，我们相信神是三位一体的，但是是同一的。
And that God expresses himself as God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
神在我们看来就是父神，还有子神耶稣和圣灵。
It's what we call in Christianity the Trinity, three in one.
我们在基督教信仰里面所谓的这个三一真神。
We read right away in the book of Genesis that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, was involved in the creation of the universe and in the creation of the world.
我们从创世纪看到这个三位一体的真神在创世之初他们就是在一起的。
And as you read through the Old Testament, you'll see a number of times when God brought his spirit upon someone.
在旧约里面也反复提到神把他的灵降到某人身上。
He would call a man or a woman to follow him or to do something amazing to serve him.
神会呼召某一个人来跟随他，并且做一些很奇妙的事情。
And he would come and empower that person through the Spirit, and the phrase is often used, the Spirit came upon them.
圣经里面经常说圣灵降下在那个人身上，神用这个方式赐给他力量。
So the Spirit of God was around forever.
所以圣灵一直是存在的。
It's not until the New Testament that he begins to be called the Holy Spirit.
但是直到新约开始，他才被称作圣灵。
And here Jesus is giving a radically new definition of what God's Spirit will do.
耶稣在这个时候告诉世人一个非常不同寻常的、不同以往的一个解释，告诉大家圣灵会做什么。
First, he says he wants to come alongside us and be our helper.
第一，耶稣说圣灵来是做我们的帮助。
You know, we all need help.
我们都需要帮助。
We need help in life.
我们人生需要很多的帮助。
No matter how smart we are, how rich we are, how strong we are, how much we think we can handle it all and do it all ourselves, we all need God to help us.
不论你多么的聪明、富有、多么有才华，你都需要神的帮助。
And here Jesus says that the help he was giving, the Holy Spirit will come and give the same quality of help.
耶稣此时告诉我们，他能给我们的帮助，圣灵也能够给我们。
And then Jesus says some other things that are even more eye-opening.
然后耶稣又告诉我们很多更加让人惊讶的事情。
He says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will be with you forever.
他说圣灵来了以后要永远和我们在一起。
He says, you know him. You can know the Holy Spirit. He is a person.
而且他还说你们认识他就像认识一个人一样。
The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He's a person. He's a part of God.
圣灵不是一个物体他是一个人是神的一部分。
And yet I'd ask you this morning, how, or this afternoon, how well do you know the Holy Spirit?
那么今天我就想问大家，你们有多么认识圣灵？
Most Christians I know would say, I don't know him very well.
我认识的很多基督徒都承认，他们不是很认识圣灵。
But we can get to know him better by understanding what he wants to do in our lives to lead us.
但是如果你知道圣灵在你的生命中如何带领你的时候你就会更加认识他。
And probably the most radical thing Jesus said about the Spirit was that he would come and live in us now.
可能主耶稣说过的最颠覆的事情就是说圣灵不仅仅要降下而且要住在我们里面。
We often picture God as way far away in heaven.
我们经常觉得神是非常遥远的。
We see Jesus coming to earth and walking alongside as a human being along the side of the disciples.
我们看到主耶稣降世为人，和他的门徒一起在世上行走。
But the Holy Spirit is God living in you.
但是圣灵是神住在你的里面。
Would you mind getting him? Thanks. So let's take a look at five key things the Holy Spirit wants to do in our life.
所以就让我们看一看圣灵在我们生命中做的五件最重要的事情。
First one, he wants to assure us that we are a child of God.
第一，他要向我们肯定我们是神的儿女。
Have you ever doubted whether you're a Christian or not?
你有没有曾经怀疑你是不是基督徒？
You ever doubt your faith?
有没有怀疑过你的信仰？
Ever wonder, maybe you take a class, maybe you watch a TV program that talks all about how there's no God anymore and we don't need God.
也许你上了一个课，看了一个电视节目，让你怀疑神，觉得世上没有神。
Maybe you talk to someone who has come from a different religion and you wonder, is my faith really true? Is Christianity true?
也许你曾经遇到一些持有别的信仰的人，让你怀疑说我的信仰是不是独一的真的。
Maybe you've gone through a difficult time, and it seems like God has not been there, and you wonder, is there a God at all?
也许你遇到了很大的困难，但是却感受不到神的帮助，让你不就是想说哦，真的有神吗？
Maybe you have been living against God's will, apart from God, for a long time, and you wonder.If I left here today and I died on the street out there, would he still accept me?
也许你曾经背逆神，远离神，让你不得不担心说，如果今天我就死了，那么神还认我吗？
I want to show you an encouraging verse from the book of Romans, chapter 8.
我想要给大家看一段非常振奋人心的经文，在罗马书八章。
Verse 14 to 16.
14到15节。
Where the Apostle Paul tells us about the encouragement of the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗告诉我们圣灵的对我们的鼓励。
He says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
他说，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Paul is saying that when we have doubts and if we have sincerely given our life to Jesus,
保罗告诉我们，如果我们有疑惑，而且我们同时又把又愿意跟随主的话
，that we should take our doubts to God, and that through the Holy Spirit He will assure us that we truly are in the family of God.
神会把我们的疑惑拿走，转而给我们圣灵，让我们清楚地明白我们是神的儿女。
Paul learned this lesson well.
保罗他本人就学了这个功课，学得很好。
The Apostle Paul grew up as Saul, a man who was a Jew who scrupulously kept the laws and the commandments of the Jews.
保罗以前叫扫罗，他是一个犹太人，非常的遵守律法。
And as he tried to obey God and tried to live this perfect life, he fell far short many times.
当他非常专心的要守律法。敬拜神的时候，他多次感到自己无能为力。
He was intimately aware of his own sin, his own failures to follow God fully.
他最后终于认识到自己所犯的罪。
He often felt condemnation. He often lived in fear. Was he doing enough for God to accept him?
他经常觉得自己做得不够好，觉得神不会喜欢。
And then one day he encountered Jesus as he was traveling along a road.
有一天他在路上，行走，他在路上的时候，突然遇到主耶稣。
And Jesus changed Paul's whole worldview, his whole outlook on life.
主耶稣完全改变了保罗、扫罗他对世界的认知。
No longer was Paul to live in fear and uncertainty because he placed his faith in Christ and the grace of God.
扫罗从此不再生活在恐惧和不安当中，因为他已经认识了主耶稣。
He wrote a great truth that he experienced in the book of Ephesians where he said that we are saved not by good works but through faith.
保罗在以弗所书中说，我们得救不是因为行为，而是因为我们的信心。
Whenever Paul experienced doubt and whenever we experience doubt, we can go to the Holy Spirit to assure us that we truly are children of God and He is with us.
当我们心里有疑惑的时候，我们也可以像保罗一样，来到圣灵面前寻求他的帮助。
The second way the Holy Spirit leads us is He helps us to understand the Bible.
圣灵带领我们的第二个方面就是他带领我们明白圣经的话。
Have you ever tried to read the Bible and there's some parts of it you don't understand?
你们有没有试过读圣经，但是又不明白很多东西？
One of the purposes of God's Spirit is to shed light on His Word to give us understanding of what He has written.
圣灵的一个重要工作就是让我们在读神的话时候看到话里面的亮光。
We see this truth brought out back in John 14, verse 25 to 26.
就是在约翰福音十四章刚才读的二十五到二十七节里面写到。
Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said."
耶稣说，我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。 但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指示你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
I want to suggest to you today that Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher of any kind of any era that the world has ever seen.
我想告诉大家，我认为主耶稣基督是世界上任何时代任何领域里面最杰出的一位教师。
I would challenge you to find any writer, any professor, anyone who's made more of a dramatic mark on world history through their teaching than Jesus Christ did.
我想，你们有没有人能够想出任何一个教师、一个教授，通过他所说的话，能对人类历史行为产生如此深远的影响？
Could you imagine if Jesus was here preaching today instead of me?
你们能不能想象，如果今天在讲台上讲话的是耶稣，不是我
？Can you imagine if Jesus was your pastor, and every Sunday you got to come listen to Jesus preach?
你有没有想到，如果耶稣是你们的牧师，你们每个星期天来听的不是他的话，而是耶稣的话
？That would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
那么多好啊
！I mean, if there's anybody that could help you understand everything about the Bible and everything about God and everything about life, it would be Jesus.
那么如果那样的话，我们每一个人都会明白圣经里的每一句话，世界上的每一件事情，我们就像耶稣一样。
But here his 12 disciples were with him for 3 years, listening to all of his teaching.
他的这些门徒们跟随他三年，听了他讲的这些。
And time after time, when you read the Gospels, you see them going, Jesus, what does this mean? Jesus, I don't get it. What are you trying to say?
但是在新约里面，我们看到一遍又一遍，这些门徒经常问耶稣：“你说的是什么意思？”我们不明白。
Peter was probably one of the worst.
彼得就是最糟的那个。
Peter didn't really seem to get a lot of the things that Jesus was saying and teaching.
当耶稣说一些话的时候，彼得好像很多他都没有明白。
But when Jesus was crucified and he rose from the dead and he went back to the Father.And he gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples. All of that changed.
但是当耶稣在十字架上被我们钉死，三天以后复活，他回到父神那儿，又差来圣灵降下以后，一切都不一样了。
God's Spirit gave Peter the ability to understand all of the Old Testament scriptures and to explain them in a powerful way to people.
神的灵就给了彼得。很大的能力去明白旧约圣经里的每一句话，并且把这些话解释给听众。
So powerful that in his first sermon with the Holy Spirit in his life, Peter saw 3,000 people make commitments to follow Christ after his sermon.
圣灵给他的能力是如此之大，在他的第一次对着众人演讲的时候，就能带领3,000人信主。
If you're not a Christian today, a follower of Jesus, and you've tried to read the Bible and it doesn't make sense,
如果你今天还没有信主，但是你还愿意读圣经，但是却读不明白的话，
you need to know that only with God's presence through His Spirit in your life will you be able to really understand what He's saying in the Bible.
你应该知道，只有当你的生命中有圣灵同在的时候，你才能明白圣经里面的话。
If you are a Christian,And you still don't understand a lot of the things in the Bible.
如果你是基督徒，但是还不明白，也还是不明白圣经里面的很多事情。
I would encourage you when you open it to read it, when you come to a sermon, to pray, God, show me through your Spirit what you want me to see, what you want me to learn.
我要鼓励你，每当你打开圣经的时候，或者每当你来听到的时候，你先做一个祷告。说神呐、啊，求你让圣灵帮助我明白你要教导给我的意思。
The Holy Spirit is like one of these giant spotlights that shines on the Bible and it illuminates it, it lights it up for us.
圣灵就是那盏非常大、非常亮的灯，照到神的话语上，然后反射到我们的眼里，让我们明白。
So a third way that the Holy Spirit leads us, though, is He also convicts us when we sin.
圣灵带领我们的第三个方面，就是当我们犯罪的时候，让我们知罪。
Jesus said this in John 16, verses 7 to 8.
耶稣在约翰福音16章的时候告诉我们，
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
耶稣说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Some of you even right now might say, why is that a valuable thing for us to be convicted of sin?
你们可能会不明白说，为什么让我们知道自己的罪是这么有意义的一件事呢？
We hear all the time that we shouldn't walk around with a guilt trip in our mind.
因为我们经常听人告诉我们说，我们不要去老是自责。
Why is it a valuable thing for us to know that we're doing something wrong?
为什么我们需要知道自己做错了什么呢？
I would suggest to you it's because every one of God's laws, every aspect of God's will for you and for me has been given to provide the best for us and to protect us.
我想告诉大家，因为神对我们的旨意，神对我们的每一个带领，都是为了要给我们最好的，都是为了要保护我们。
The Holy Spirit is like your conscience, but there's a big difference between a Christian with the Holy Spirit and a person without the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是你的良心，一个有圣灵的人和一个没有圣灵的人是很不一样的。
If I don't have the Holy Spirit, if I'm not a Christian, I will still have a conscience that tells me the difference between right and wrong.
如果我不是基督徒，我也没有圣灵，但是我还是有良心来告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
But where did I get that conscience? What standard is it based on?
但是我的良心从何而来呢？我的善恶标准是依据什么呢？
It's based on what my parents taught me, what my teachers taught me, what my culture tells me is right, and what my culture tells me is wrong.
那我的依据就是我小时候父母的教导，上学的时候老师的教导，还有我所处的文化里面的教导。
I have become old enough that I can look back over my life now in my culture here in America and to have seen a number of things that were extremely wrong when I was young that are now legal and are proclaimed as being extremely right by our culture.
我活了这么大年纪，我曾经小的时候知道有很多事情是绝对错误的，绝对不能做的。但是今天却是可以的。
So if I only relied on my conscience, how confusing would that be? Because culture is changing constantly.
所以如果我仅仅依靠我的良心来辨别的话，我就会很疑惑，因为文化一直在改变。
In contrast to that, God said, I am eternal. My will is eternal. My word is eternal.
跟这些不一样，神他告诉我们它是永恒的，它是不变的。
It doesn't matter if you live in America, China, Russia, Germany, or Brazil. My law is still relevant for you because I am the creator of life, and I want to show you how I've designed life to be lived.
神说，不论你住在中国、美国、俄罗斯、巴西，还是世界上任何一个地方，我的准则都是亘古不变的。
So when we rely on the Holy Spirit to convict us,He is convicting us of the things that God Himself wants us to know.
如果我们依靠圣灵来帮助我们知道什么是罪的话，我们就知道在神的眼里什么是好的，什么是不好的。
Think of the Holy Spirit like a nerve in your finger.
就好像圣灵是你的手指里面的一根神经。
God created us physically so that we have nerves in our body, and when we touch something hot or sharp, we feel pain.And we pull back.
神造我们，让我们手上有神经，这样如果我们碰到什么热的、烫的、不好的，我们就可以把手抽出来。
Nerves are designed to help us avoid pain, avoid hurting ourselves.
神经是来帮助我们，来避免这个伤害，来保护自己的。
When the Holy Spirit convicts you, speaks to your heart that what you're doing is not right, it's apart from God's will, it's just like that nerve trying to keep you from hurting yourself.
当圣灵告诉你什么是罪，什么是不好的时候，就像你手上那根神经一样，是为了保护你，免遭伤害。
When I entered college, as a fairly young Christian,
我上大学的时候还是一个很不成熟的基督徒。
I had a period of time where I stopped following God faithfully.
有一段时间我没有信心，不跟随主了。
I got caught up in some of the things that many college students get caught up in.
我那个时候就陷入了很多大学生经常犯的错误。
I'm not just talking about staying up late and eating a lot of pizza.
我的意思不是说暴饮暴食这一类的。
I was partying, I was doing things that were contrary to God's will.
我是天天宴乐，这和神的旨意，违反神的旨意。
And it was one of the most miserable times of my life.
那段时间是我人生中非常灰暗的时候。
My friends were getting involved in drinking and in sexuality, and it made it look so fun and enjoyable.
我的很多朋友都是纵情享乐。
But because I had God's Spirit in my life, the further I stepped away from God, the more miserable it made me feel.
但是因为我身上有神的灵，我离神越远，我越觉得痛苦。
God continued to convict me that the path I was going down was the wrong path.
神不停地告诉我，我走下去的这条路是非常错误的。
And so I couldn't enjoy my sin because I felt this conviction of the Spirit.
所以我在罪里面没有任何的喜乐，因为有圣灵在不断地让我知罪。
And I couldn't enjoy God because I wasn't fully living for Him. I was being disobedient to Him.
但是同时我也不能好好享受神，因为我的不顺服，我远离了神。
And eventually God moved me back to be obedient to Him and to follow Him fully in my life.
最终神把我拉了回来，让我一心一意追寻他。
Throughout this process, He used the fourth way that we want to look at of how God leads us.
在这个过程当中，神告就是向我显明了一个第四方面，他带领我们的一个第四方面。
It's what I've called that God directs us with a holy nudge.
那就是我称之为神用胳膊肘捅我一下。
There are many places in the Bible where we read about believers receiving some sort of a message from the Spirit of God.
在圣经里面很多处我们都读到信神的人会从神那儿得到一些信息。
The Bible describes it in a variety of ways.
有各种各样的方式。
Sometimes it says so-and-so was led by the Holy Spirit.
有时候说某某人被圣灵带领。
Or maybe the Holy Spirit was stirring up in their heart something.
或者说圣灵让他们心里面动工。
Other times that they were directed by the Holy Spirit.
或者说被圣灵带领。
And still other times it says compelled by the Holy Spirit, someone acted.
或者被圣灵催促。
So I brought a little object lesson here today.
这个是我们今天的道具。
This is a dog leash.
这是一个狗链子。
Anybody have a dog here?
有没有人有狗？
Any dog owners?
有狗的。
One dog owner in the whole church?
整个教会只有一家人有狗啊。
Anybody have a cat?
有没有猫的？
All right, we got a lot of cat fans. I just have a new dog at my house for Monday.
我在家里面，我是星期一的时候会遛狗。
So with a dog, you generally need to keep them on a leash when you go out in public.
你带他们出去的时候把他们牵起来。
They have a collar and you clip this little thing onto their collar.
狗脖子上有一个套，你把它这个挂在它那个。
Walk them around.
然后拉着他们走。
And the reason they have a leash is for two purposes.
这个狗链子有两个目的。
So you can direct where the dog goes and keep them safe from getting into things that they shouldn't get into.
一个目的就是说你拉着狗不要让它去危险的地方。
And the second reason is if your dog is a little mean maybe, to keep your dog from hurting someone else.
第二个原因就是如果你的狗很淘气的话你拉着它也防止它去伤害别人。
This leash is like the Holy Spirit in our life.
这个狗链子就是像圣灵在我们人生中做的工作。
God wants to nudge us and show us where to go so he will protect us from harm.
神想要时不时地推我们一把让我们知道要往哪个方向去以免我们受到伤害。
And so he will also protect others who we might harm by our bad actions.
而且他还要保护那些会被我们所伤害的人。
When you feel that you are receiving leading from the Spirit of God, but you're not exactly sure if it's from God,
当你觉得好像神在带领你，但是你又不完全肯定，那是不是从神而来的？
This is the time to test it, to go back to the Word of God to see if the impression, the leading God is giving you.Is consistent with what God teaches in the Bible.
你这个时候就要回到圣经里面查验神的旨意，看看你领受到的神的旨意是不是和圣经里面写的神的话相符。
It's also a great time to get together with a mature Christian friend or a church leader and ask them, "This is what I feel like God is saying to me and leading me in. What do you think?"
而且这个时候你也要。和你们教会的牧师、长老和弟兄姐妹一起交流，征询他们的意见，问他们说：“我觉得这个可能是神的带领，你们觉得呢？”
The Spirit of God wants to do so much in our lives to lead us.
神的圣灵非常想在我们的生命中带领我们。
Let me share one more with you as we end.
我再跟你们分享一个。
The Spirit of God helps us pray.
神的圣灵也帮助我们祷告。
In Romans chapter 8,
罗马书八章
verses 26 to 27,
26到27节
is a great promise for all of us who struggle at times to know what to say when we pray.
当我们不知道怎样祷告的时候，我们就看这两节经文。
Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit...helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Have you ever struggled to know what to say when you pray?
当你祷告的时候，有没有不知道该说什么
？Maybe you're by yourself.
也许你是一个人。
You're saying, "Okay, I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to have some time. I'm just going to talk to God."
你想说，哎，现在应该跟神交流一下。
You say a couple things, then you go, now what do I say?
说了几句话以后就不知道该说什么了。
Maybe you're in a Bible study group.
也许你在查经。
Or perhaps you're even like up here leading worship some Sunday.
或者甚至在星期天来带领敬拜。
And you've been asked to pray in front of a bunch of people.
你被要求在众人面前祷告。
You go, I don't know what I'm going to say.
你觉得自己根本就不知道该说什么。
You probably think because I'm a pastor that I always know everything to pray about.
你们也许觉得因为我是牧师，我总是能有祷告词。
But this verse has been so true in my life.
但是刚才读的经文在我的生命中真的是非常真实。
I remember vividly the first time I ever prayed out loud in front of someone.
我现在还记得我第一次在人面前祷告时候。
I was a teenager, and an older man had been discipling me, teaching me about God.
那时候我才十几岁，有一个老人带领我认识神。
He said, "Let's pray together. I'll pray first, and then you pray."
他说，我们一起祷告吧，我先祷告，然后你祷告。
I said, "Out loud?"
我说，要说出来吗？
He said, "Yeah, you can do it. Just trust God to give you the words to say."
他说是啊，要说出来，你就相信神会把话放在你嘴里。
I was amazed. I was scared to death of getting it wrong, of saying the right thing. I had no idea how to pray because no one had ever taught me how to pray.
我那时候根本就不知道怎么祷告，因为没有人教过我。
But I relied on God and His Spirit gave me words to say.
但是当时我真的就靠着神和圣灵给我的话来祷告。
To be honest with you, there are so many times when I sit in a tough situation and say, God, I don't know how to pray for this.
很多时候，说实话，我面对非常困难的处境，我都跟神说，我真的不知道该怎么祷告。
Here's a couple that are struggling in their marriage and they're fighting all the time and I need to pray over them and pray for them. God, what do I say?
比如说有一对夫妇打得特别厉害，要死要活，但是我要为他们祷告，我不知道怎么给他们祷告。
Here's a poor woman whose husband just passed away. She's all alone. She's a widow. I'm comforting her at her house. God, what do I pray? How do I pray?
比如说一个可怜的妇女，她丈夫刚刚去世，只剩下她一个人，无依无靠，我要到她家里去关心她。我要为他祷告，我就问神说：“我怎么为他祷告呢？”
Here's someone that is asking for healing after one of our worship services. God, show me what to pray for them.
还有我们敬拜结束以后，会有人上来要求我为他们祷告求医治。那个时候我也不知道该说什么。
Here's a friend that wants to accept Jesus into their life, and they want me to pray for them. God, show me and tell me what to pray.
而且还有一些朋友愿意接受主耶稣，让我为他们做祷告的时候，我也问神说：“神啊，告诉我该如何讲。”
You know what the great news is? When you rely on the Holy Spirit, as Paul says here, He will give you the words you need to know.
好消息就是，你知道吗？当你完全依靠圣灵的时候，就像保罗在这里面告诉我们的，神真的会把话放在你嘴里。
You don't have to worry about being eloquent.
你不用担心你的言辞是不是华丽。
God cares more what's in our heart than what comes out of our mouth.
因为神更关心我们心里想的，而不是我们嘴里说出来的。
But what comes out of our mouth is important because oftentimes those prayers speak encouragement and life to those we are praying for.
但是从我们嘴里面出来祷告又是很重要的，因为他对我们祷告的对象来讲，对他们是很大的鼓舞。
So God leads us with His Spirit by showing us and assuring us that we are children of God.
所以神用圣灵来带领我们，来告诉我们：第一，我们是神的儿女。
By helping us understand the Bible.
并且第二，带领我们明白圣经上的话。
By speaking to our hearts with conviction when we sin and we disobey God.
第三，通过圣灵带领我们知道自己的罪。
By leading us in life, by speaking into our hearts and giving us direction and compelling us.
并且用圣灵带领我们，让我们知道该如何去做。
And even helps us pray.
甚至帮助我们祷告。
I encourage you to get to know the Holy Spirit in your life.And how He wants to lead you, and what He wants to do in your life.
我鼓励你在你的生命里面去寻求认识圣灵，去理解，去明白他在你生命中要做的事情。
Don't be afraid of Him. Don't be intimidated about Him. Don't take Him and just put Him way behind and say, "Someday I'll get to know the Holy Spirit."
不要怕他，不要去躲避他，不要把他放在束之高阁，认为总有一天我会去听他的话。
There's so much He wants to do in you today.
因为今天就有很多很多他想做在你的身上。
As a follow-up to this message, One of the most powerful books and helpful books that I have read about the Holy Spirit is a book by Francis Chan called Forgotten God.
我读过的一本对圣灵的阐释最好的书是 Francis Chan 写的。
He is a great writer, and that is a wonderful book to help you understand more of the Holy Spirit.
他是一个很好的作家，这本书写得很好。
As we end today, I want to ask you, how has the Holy Spirit been leading your life lately?
当我们今天结束正道的时候，我想问大家，今天圣灵在你生命中的带领是怎么样的呢？
And let's pray now together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we praise you this afternoon for the Holy Spirit.
主啊，今天下午我们恳求你，我们恳求你的圣灵。
We thank you that you are not only above us and with us, but you live in us through your Spirit.
我们感谢你，我们感谢你通过圣灵，不仅仅是存在于我们的上面，也是存在于我们心里。
And Holy Spirit, we call on you today to do the work in our lives that you desire to do in leading us.
圣灵，我们今天呼求你，求你在我们的生命中带领我们做你要做的事情。
When we have doubts, would you give us assurance?
当我们有疑惑的时候，请给我们确据。
When we are confused, could you give us understanding?
当我们不明白的时候，求你给我们理解。
When we are disobedient, would you bring us back to you?
当我们悖逆的时候，请把我们带回来。
Lord, when we are lost and don't know the way to go, would you speak to our heart and direct our path?
主啊，我们都如羊走迷，求你亲自在我们的生命中，在我们的心里面告诉我们，教导我们。
And when we come before you and we don't even know how to put words to our feelings to even pray, would you come and help us in our prayers?
当我们来到你面前祷告的时候，甚至不知道该说什么，求你在我们里面教导我们如何祷告。
We ask this all in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.